Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
His name is Chris Jones. His resume is amazing, especially if you like Canadian football. And he's coming to the Browns as defensive specialist. Now, he just did a podcast with Darren DuPont, who is a beat writer for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And Darren, nice enough to join us here on Baskin and Phelps on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Darren. Thanks for taking the time.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Andy. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Darren.
All right, so we've got some questions for you. We see this great resume. What is Chris Jones all about? And his resume is amazing when you look at all of the things that he's done in the CFL, from general manager to head coach to winning a Grey Cup. How is he going to be able to help the Browns on defense?
Well, it's funny, you know, Chris Jones was a king up in Canada, and especially here in Saskatchewan. Think about it, with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, which is the number one franchise in the Canadian Football League in terms of the fan base, the revenue, the history. He's the vice president, the general manager, the head coach, and the defensive coordinator. And he could handle all of those jobs. Of course, he had people, he had assembled a team to surround him really well, but he was the be-all and end-all. He made a decision, and he lived by his decision. He's had success everywhere he's went. I mean, you look at his resume that you mentioned, 2002, he won a Grey Cup in Montreal. 2008, won a Grey Cup in Calgary. You know, these are his assistant coaches. 2012, wins the Grey Cup in Toronto, and then becomes a head coach and wins the Grey Cup in Edmonton in 2015, comes to Saskatchewan, takes over a team, you know, has 5 wins his first year, has 100 players come in and out of the roster to find his guys, turns that into 10 wins the next year and within a hair of advancing to the Grey Cup. And then in 2018, puts together a 12-win season, gets the franchise a home playoff game, and wins the CFL Coach of the Year. So Chris Jones is an architect. He is a defensive specialist. He ran the best defense in the Canadian Football League and has been highly regarded as one of the top defensive minds in football, especially north of the border. And he's a guy who I think it's interesting, because when we talked on the phone and I asked him, I said, you're really going out of your comfort zone because you did everything and you had to answer to nobody here in Saskatchewan. And now you're going to go to Cleveland and be a senior defensive specialist, which we're not really sure what that means. And that was his answer. He's like, yeah, I'm going to have some ideas, and that's going to be the biggest change. They're going to have to decide whether they listen to him or whether they don't. But he's definitely going to bring a lot of expertise and a winning resume behind him.
Darren, the interesting thing to me, I don't think a guy with Chris's background and his record of success leaves what he's doing to come down here and twiddle his thumbs as a defensive specialist, whatever that might possibly be. I would think this is the precursor to something bigger that happens for him down the road, probably here with the Browns. Would you agree?
Well, I wouldn't disagree with that. And you listen to the audio, which, again, it's posted online. The comments are obviously all over Twitter, and they're on my Twitter feed, and so is the audio from Chris Jones. When he talks about the guys who have put his name forward and the guys vouching for him, including Bill Parcells. He's a well-known, well-connected guy, and you're right. I mean, the NFL is the dream. We're very proud of the Canadian Football League, but we know what the NFL is. And to these guys, that's the dream. And sometimes, you know, building those relationships and getting in the door will just open up a world of possibilities. And we know there's a relationship with the new head coach, Freddie Kitchens. You know, we've talked about that at length, that, you know, Freddie was the quarterback at Alabama when Jones was a graduate assistant there at the time. So there is past relationships, but this even started his name getting brought about before Freddie Kitchens was hired. So there's relationships there. And then it's solidified even further when Freddie gets the job in Cleveland. So I think this is an opportunity for him to get his foot in the door. I think they're going to see what he brings to the table, and quickly Chris Jones is going to see his profile rise.
Darren DuPont, who's a beat writer for this, covering the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, Why do you think it took Chris Jones so long to get to the NFL? I mean, I look at his resume, and his resume kept building and building and building. But why do you think it took, I don't know, what, 18 years maybe? 18, 19 years to come back down to the States and be a part of football here south of the border for you?
Well, he's 51 years old. He's got lots of roots down there in Tennessee, in the United States. But it's interesting because when a guy's got a great resume, that sometimes looks good on paper. But if we don't know the guy, it's hard to get your foot in the door. Even think about our business. And I can send my resume to ESPN or to your radio station or Fox or wherever you want to send it, and you're just a resume in the pile. And as great as it sounds, it's the relationships that matter. And now you've got a really strong connection to what's going on in Cleveland. And winning is great. I mean, we've seen this in Canada with Mark Trestman, but he had a history in the NFL before he got the head coaching job in Chicago. Yep. He was an offensive coordinator. He was with Oakland when they won the Super Bowl with John Gruden. There was relationships there. He's never had that chance. And now the winning and the success has gotten so good. But the door opened, I think, really with the relationship. And now he gets his shot, and now see if he takes advantage.
What's his strength? What do you like most about his defensive work?
Well, I mean, he brings a lot of pressure, but he also is great at grooming players, young players. He took Nick Marshall, who was a great college quarterback, and turned him into a defensive back. And if it wasn't for a technicality, Nick Marshall would have been in the running for a CFL Rookie of the Year this past season. Also utilized Marshall in the short yard as the short yardage quarterback. So he had him playing on both sides of the football. So that was interesting. He manages his personalities really well. Chris Jones is just a mastermind on defense, but his number one attribute as a head coach and a defensive coordinator, clearly, and we've talked about this on the radio at length, was his ability to adjust at the half. Nobody makes halftime adjustments like Chris Jones that we've seen here north of the border.
Darren, last thing. How has former Browns draft choice Johnny Manziel gone over in Canada?
You know what? It's really funny. It was huge news. I mean, it still is. It's a big reason why we have such a large television audience of the league south of the border. Everybody wants to know what's going on with Johnny. From all accounts, he's done okay. But the league humbles people. It does. It's better than people give it credit for. You know, it humbles a lot of players who come north of the border. And let's be honest, it's a different game, right? You look at the field size. You look at only having three downs. That stuff matters. And when you're trying to get into a rhythm as a quarterback, you don't have a first or second. You don't have two downs to run the ball to set up third and short. You got one chance to set up a second down to try and convert. It matters. He hasn't adjusted all that well at the beginning, but as the season drew on, I thought, you know, Johnny bought in. He's happy to be here. He wants to have success. He's not rushing to get back to the NFL. It's an interesting story to follow. We'll see how well his offseason is. We're not sure if Johnny's completely bought into turning his life around, if you want to call it that. But by all accounts, he's doing the right things. This offseason will be very, very telling to see where Johnny Manziel is at with the future of his football career and how he starts next season.
All right, Darren. Darren, one more time, tell us where we can listen to the podcast with you and Chris Jones.
Yeah, it's at DarrenDupont.com. Or my podcast is available. I mean, it's on Google Play. It's on Apple iTunes or Apple Podcasts and Stitcher Radio and SoundCloud. And you can even listen to it right on Twitter at Darren DuPont.
Darren, thank you very much. We appreciate your time, and maybe we'll have you on soon.
Great insight.
Thank you, Darren. Andy. Yeah, pleasure is all mine.
Take care, man.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.